This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 25th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11. It says there, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." End of quote. This promise is given to Judah by the Lord God when Babylonians completely defeated them and when they lived in exile away from their land as captives. Their sins and rebelliousness were the reasons for their defeat and captivity. It is heartbreaking and an added agony when we understand our punishment and condition were due to our sins and disobedience to a holy God. The book of Psalms 137 describes their sadness and despair in a foreign land. It says, "They sat by the rivers of Babylon and wept." Read below in the Psalm 137, it says, "By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs for joy. They said, 'Sing us one of the songs of Zion.' How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? In such a painful and saddened condition that is caused by only their continued sins and rebelliousness against God." God is sending this message through the prophet Jeremiah. God declares to them, "I know the plans I have for you," end of quote. You see, they thought God forgot and abandoned them. They thought they completely abandoned by the Lord God because of their sins. But it is not true, the Lord says. He says, "I did not forget you. I have not done with you. You are in my mind." He has good thoughts about them. He declares his plans to prosper them and not to harm them. The Lord is thinking to prosper them, though they are weeping and sad. The Lord does not have any plan to harm them. Oh, what a relief, right? The Lord thinks about his wayward children, and he still plans to prosper them, and he would not harm them. Secondly, God plans to give them a hope and a future. All of us in our sadness and pain want to hear this from the loving Lord, don't we? However, how we can get this promise of God, which was made specifically to Israel when they lived in exile, and apply to us? Beloved, on the night before the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, for all of our sins, Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks and broke it and gave to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." End of quote. This is what we remember in our worship services by taking part in the Lord's table, isn't it? The Lord Jesus purchased us with his blood and made us partakers of all the blessings of God that he gave in the Old Testament to the nation Israel. Christ included us in the new covenant by purchasing us by paying with his own blood. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:20, this is what it says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Jesus Christ. And so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." End of quote. All the promises of God made are applicable for us as believers in Jesus Christ. No matter how many promises he made, they all are yes in Christ for us. Therefore, if you are in Christ, in other words, if you trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, all the promises of God made to his covenant people are fully and entirely belong to you as well. The Lord promises you today. It does not matter what happened in the past. The loving Lord thinks about you. He did not forget you. He has not done with you. He plans to prosper and he will not harm you. He plans to give you a hope and a bright future. Dearly beloved, Are you in Jesus Christ? If you are, then do not be afraid, because the Lord God will not abandon you. He will not abandon you, no matter what happens. He thinks and plans to prosper and give you hope and a future. If you are not in Jesus Christ yet, beloved, you can invite Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. And all God's promises will be yes to you in a small prayer right now. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe you think about me, and I believe you have a plan for me. Your plan is to prosper me and not to harm me. Plan to give me a hope and a future. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. Lord, please save me from my sins. I grab hold of all the promises you made in the Bible. Give me hope and a wonderful future for me. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.